All right, so today we're diving into something I bet you weren't expecting. Shaving brushes.
Shaving brushes.
Yeah, those things, I'll be honest, when I first saw this article from Bearded Colonel, by the way, I was picturing like old-timey barbershops. But they made a surprisingly good argument for why we should all at least consider these things, even today.
Well, and what's interesting is it's not even really about, nostalgia for them. It's like they're tapping into this whole thing about traditional practices making a comeback, even in like the most everyday stuff, like shaving.
Totally. And their first big point is that using a brush can actually get you a closer shave than just using your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about how it like lifts the hairs up so you get a cleaner cut because the razor's hitting them at a better angle.
See, that's something I think a lot of people don't realize. Like, when your hair is standing up, the razor can slice through it cleanly, but when it's flat, you're way more likely to get razor burn, ingrown hairs, all that fun stuff.
Makes sense. It's not just about lather, it's about the angle of the hair itself.
Exactly. And a brush, especially one with good firm bristles, can really make a difference there. Less irritation, smoother shave, potentially.
Huh, interesting. Okay, but then they get into something I found even more interesting, the idea that using a brush kind of pushes you towards higher quality shaving products in general. Like they basically say the hard soaps and creams made for brushes are just straight up better than the stuff you just scoop out with your fingers.
Okay, so there's definitely something to that. Think about it. Those hard soaps, they're a lot denser, less water, kind of like the difference between, a really rich stew versus like a thin broth.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right. So you use less per shave. It might cost a bit more upfront, but it lasts longer, might even save you money in the long run.
So it's like that whole buy less, buy better philosophy, but for your face.
Exactly. Quality over quantity, Now, that's not to say that all hard soaps are amazing and all hand-applied stuff is bad. There's nuance to everything.
Of course, of course. It's about knowing the reasoning, not just blindly following a trend. Speaking of trends, though, this Bearded Colonel article gets really into how shaving with a brush is an experience, not just a chore. They even compare it to like driving a sports car.
Yeah, that's a little much, isn't it? But I get what they're going for. It's like elevating something ordinary into something you actually enjoy.
Right. Taking the time, making it a ritual instead of just slapping some goop on your face.
Yeah, and we humans, we're hardwired for that kind of thing. Little rituals, even something as simple as how you shave, it can bring a lot of satisfaction.
It's like a little mindfulness break in the middle of your day, right? Speaking of mindfulness, I was curious about the whole animal product angle with shaving brushes. Isn't it usually badger hair?
Yeah, traditionally, yeah. Badger hair was kind of the gold standard, known for holding water well, making a nice lather. But this article, they're really big on how much synthetic brushes have improved. They're basically saying the good ones now are just as good, if not better.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's good news for people who might not be cool with the whole, using animal products
For
thing.
sure, for sure. Plus, synthetics are often easier to take care of. They dry faster, last longer, too. So there's that.
Interesting. So a lot of options depending on what matters to you. One thing they really push, though, is how a brush and good soap can simplify your whole routine. Like they almost tell you to ditch all the pre-shave oils, balms, all that. Is that legit?
It's a bold statement, I'll give them that. Like most things, it's not so simple. Shaving does remove some dead skin, so there's some exfoliation happening. But is it enough to replace a dedicated routine? Especially if you have specific skin concerns, probably not.
So, like someone with oily skin, they might still want an exfoliating product even if they use a brush.
Exactly. It's all about knowing your own skin, right? The takeaway is more that a brush and soap can streamline things. Not that they magically eliminate the need for anything else.
Right. Finding what works for you is key, not just blindly following the minimalist trend or whatever. Speaking of following, we got to acknowledge this article has a bit of an agenda, right? Like
Yeah.
they end with a pretty heavy sales pitch for their own brand of brushes and soaps.
Yeah, definitely something to be aware of for sure. Anytime you're getting info online, especially if it's tied to someone selling something, got to keep your critical thinking cap on.
For sure. We're all about giving you the info, but at the end of the day, the choice is yours.
Absolutely. Informed decision making, that's what we're all about.
100%. So we're kind of going beyond just shaving brushes here, aren't we? We've got potential benefits, closer shave, easier routine, but also this link to mindfulness, even to consumerism a bit.
Yeah, it's interesting how something so seemingly simple can bring up all these bigger questions, right? About our choices, how we approach even the most basic parts of our lives.
Like that saying, the unexamined life is not worth living, but for shaving, you know?
Huh. Right. But okay, for anyone actually thinking of trying a brush, it's worth doing some more digging. Like we said, different bristles, each with their own pros and cons.
Oh, yeah. You've got synthetics, badger, even boar bristle, horsehair. It's a whole thing.
And then there's the actual technique, getting that perfect lather. It's a skill.
So it's more than just swirling it around in some soap, then?
Yeah, there's a bit of a learning curve. But hey, like anything worth doing, that's part of the fun.
I like that. I like that. So I think it's safe to say this deep dive has given us a lot to chew on. Maybe it's time to dig those old brushes out of the back of the drawer, or maybe this sparks something totally different, like what other old ways of doing things might surprise us?
That's a great question. We get so caught up in the new and improved. Sometimes the best solutions are the ones that have been around for years.
Totally. Well said. On that note, we'll leave you with this thought. What in your life could use a fresh perspective? A little intentionality, maybe even some old school charm? Until next time, happy shaving brush or no brush.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. It's not about like blindly following their sales pitch. It's about having all the info.
Right, exactly. Making informed choices, that's kind of the whole point here.
Totally, totally. So I feel like, you know, we're getting at something bigger than just shaving brushes now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's the whole closer shave thing, simplifying your routine, but also this idea of mindfulness, even like how we consume things in general.
It is fascinating, isn't it? How something so like every day can lead to these bigger questions. The choices we make, how we approach, well, pretty much everything.
It's like, what's that quote? The unexamined life. Well, you know the rest. But like applied to shaving, who knew?
Right. But okay, practicality time. Anyone actually tempted by a brush after all this? Seriously, do some more research. Like we said, different bristle types. Each one's got its own thing. Yeah, synthetics, badger, you got boar bristle, even horsehair. It's wild out there.
And then there's the technique itself, getting that lather just right. That's an art form in itself.
So more to it than meets the eye.
Oh yeah, definitely a learning curve. But hey, like anything worth learning, that's kind of the fun of it, Mike.
I dig it. So, okay, safe to say, lots to ponder after this deep dive. Maybe it is time to crack open that bathroom cabinet, dust off those old brushes, or maybe this got you thinking about something else entirely. Like, what other old ways of doing things have we forgotten about that might surprise us?
You love that. It's so easy to get caught up in the new and improved, the latest and greatest. Sometimes the best stuff is, you know, the tried and true.
Well said. Couldn't agree more. On that note, folks, one last thought for you. What in your life could use a fresh perspective, a bit more intentionality, maybe even a dash of that old school charm? Until next time, happy shaving with or without the brush.